Hello, everyone. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl.
Hey, yo, you must have not heard. Royal Crush Takeover is coming to you at a new time. Baltimore's own, the best for independent artists worldwide and in the local area. So instead of 6:30, they're moving up to 7. Also, for interview slots and music submission, contact Royal Crush Keisha or Mr. Runtel, that is LeVar Hayes.
Hey, everybody.
Yep, you live. Go ahead.
Okay. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. I hope everyone is having a great day today. You know, we finally back. Took a, you know, was off a little, you know, these 2 weeks. So, but I definitely miss you guys. Yeah, but I'm super excited. You know, been looking forward to having this, you know, conversation about R&B and, you know, who people feel is, you know, like the next, you know, king or the next, you know, R&B diva. So I'm definitely excited for it. But well, let's get into our first strike of the day. Seems like my co-host is running late. Let's get into the first track of the day. This is One Call Away by Erica Henson.
everybody. What's up?
Hello.
Well, we are back. That was One Call Away by Erica Henson. Definitely like that joint. Hello, sir.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm actually in Detroit to celebrate this wonderful weather y'all got down here.
That's what's up.
I see we got some good music today.
Of course, or as always.
We got R&B, and now I'm in Motown, so you know how it is.
Exactly.
So what's up, everybody? What are people in there for that? Where y'all at?
You got any messages? You got any shout-outs, messages?
Yeah, shout-out
to
everybody.
Next track.
Shout-out to everybody that's following me. Shout-out to caller 810. He'll be out there with me tonight. We had our Motown to Philly. Philly to Motown. So anybody want to see Mr. Run tell that? The real Mr. Run tell that. I'll be in your state. I'm here now. So.
Okay. Taking a little break right now. That's what's up. I ain't taking a little break.
I mean, you're not traveling right now, so you're taking a little break.
No, I travel when I need to.
All right, we don't have enough talking. I didn't hear from us in a while, so we're gonna play some music.
Yeah. All right, our next track, this is Straight Coasting by Sin Tao.
Thank you.
Friday, and we are back. That was Straight Coasting by Centel. So, sir, all right, I guess we can start our discussion off with you. You know, as far as who is some, you know, R&B artists that you are listening to right now? Mr. Hayes, can you hang up?
Yeah, you lie.
Did he hang up?
You want to take the caller?
Yeah, we can take the caller because he must have hung up. I can.
We
can go to the caller.
Yo, it's your boy J. Kidd, based out of Atlanta. What's up?
Hey.
Hey. To answer your question,
how you been?
The R&B scene, I'm still listening to James Brown, and I agree.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I do like, what's that boy? The boy did is the Bullshit song. I forgot his name. I like him. I think he's the king, will be the future king of R&B.
Okay. You did that. Yeah. So how have you been? What you got going on?
Right now, I'm setting myself up for 2021, thanks to the coronavirus. So I've just been writing, spending time with my family and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. My song, Just Another Day, is about to hit iTunes and Google Play August 8th.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. So, I'm doing all the fun, Simon.
Okay. So, you say that come out August the 8th?
August 8th. It's going to be on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube,
okay.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Well, you definitely got to send it to us so we can debut it with, you know, next week on the show.
I'll do that. And I've been writing a lot. I mean, I started writing a track for my album. You want to hear it?
Yeah, we definitely have some time on our hands.
Yeah. All right. The verse goes, they don't like the way I'm talking now. I got both knees on the ground, praying up to God for a helping hand. Now I got a favor, it's time for me to be a fucking man. I take responsibility for the shit I did, like dropping out of high school as a fucking kid. Should have graduated with my fucking pit instead of being in the back of club and drinking a bunch of beers. May I be following my rap career. I remember the last thing my man told me was open up more, it would open up doors. There's still no VIP, I'm still on the dance floor. Mama did her best to raise her son, and God picked me to be the chosen one. So deep inside, I know I can't run from my destiny, I won't stop. So Heavy D, Big Pun, and Biggie in a pot, sprinkle a little of the Tupac, you get the future king of hip-hop.
Okay. I like
that verse, this track I'm working on, it's going on my album, which is called Out the Shadow.
Okay, I definitely like that. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, definitely thank you for calling in, and you know, you sent it to me, so we can definitely play that on the show next week.
I will.
Yeah. All righty. Let's get to the next one.
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules calling in to Royal Crush Takeover on Blackout Radio. What's
Hello.
Up? Hey,
sis.
This
is Detroit.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, my family?
I am doing great, and you, sis. I hear my
co-host
back on the line.
I'm here.
Hey, what's up, LeVar? Hey, hashtag
what's
run
going on,
Andrew? I'm good. Exciting. I'm so excited, y'all. And, wow, I was digging that track. This is an R&B show tonight. So, you know, I feel like I fit in.
Yes, you do, sis.
When do I not? But
right.
You guys, I got good news. We're going to be in the studio this weekend to finish up our Deja Vu track. And I want to give a shout out to Robin Noyce Temple's family and to the Sugar Hill Gang, who is also a part of his family. He's the Sugar Hill Gang's DJ that we lost back in April. And speaking of R&B, him and his wife way back in the day, Margaret Conway Temple, where Jive Records first signed artists. They were called Conway and Temple, and they released a song called Love Lights, which I absolutely adore. And that's the song that is my alarm to let me know to call in to your show.
All righty.
So I'm really grateful because this track, Deja Vu For You, is definitely an R&B track, and we're really excited to be able to get back into the studio. Shout out to Angelo Quaglia over at North Fire Records in Amherst, Mass., and to the owners, my family, for having us this weekend. Yes, we're going to be safe. You know, we're going to stay healthy. We'll wear our masks and, you know, keep the studio clean and get this track, you know, blasted out there that we've been waiting to, you know, actually release. But life is a strange pathway, and you know how it goes sometimes. So we just got word from Rob's estate. He had his own label, Solid Noyce, and his daughter, Yvonne, is running it. So she's got getting her ducks in a row, and get our ducks in a row, and we'll be blasting this out. So we'll be making definitely booking shows and booking interviews and doing all kinds of good stuff. So I'm just setting up all that stuff now. But yeah, once this track is done, then we'll be able to work on Jay and I have a couple piano songs that we want to release that we started back in 2017 that we've been working on.
Yeah,
you
told him. I'm gonna get something to eat.
Huh? Okay, sis.
All right. I'm gonna get something. I don't make my stomach hurt.
You need to mute your phone or something.
What?
I said you need to mute your phone or something.
I mean, my family in Detroit love me. I don't mean, I can't out there love me.
We can hear that.
All right, I'm sorry, I'm hungry. Anybody in Detroit loves to give me food. Shout out to Black Tear.
Yes, most definitely. Shout out to Black Tear for starting this Blackout Radio back in 2015, which is when I started calling in, and I'm so grateful to be here and so grateful to you guys for all your support, and I show you much love and support, and shout out to all the callers and the listeners and all the hosts. Tupac Tina, Princess of New Hood, OMF Posse. We got
Carlito 810.
Yes,
everybody.
Carlito 810, everyone out there. Terry Moore, I'm bringing into this, you know, the fold. And also to Governor for soon to be, I'm gonna manifest. You speak it into existence, right? And I call on her. Governor Kathy DeMatteis is out there in Delaware fighting corruption and standing up for a lot of people out there. So I'm grateful that she's going to be on OMF Posse's show very, very soon. Shout out to Darla Mae Dudley, who's making moves, teaching people how to find their rights and get their rights and stand up for their rights. Anybody who's out there doing your thing and shining in the good vibes, I really support you, and I thank you all for your support, and I won't take up too much time because I know it's a good show. It's a long time.
It's all good. We like talking to you. You're fine.
Oh, cool.
We definitely do, sis. And I'm glad that you did mention it because Terry is actually going to be our guest next week on the show.
Oh, awesome. Yay. Most definitely. Oh, yay. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that, and I'm so grateful. He's a great person, great guy, great advocate, activist, great brain and a great father, and I'm so grateful that he's going to be on your show. Yay! That makes me so happy. He's filled with knowledge, and that man worked with MC Light, Queen Latifah, Sinead O'Connor. If you check out his website, terrymoore.com, all those tracks that you hear, Self-Destruction, It Ain't No Self-Destruction, that song, he worked on these, you know. He's filled with information, and I met him through Princess Paisley Park producer Lindell Spirit, so shout out to him for bringing Terry into the fold in my world. And then I do the same, pass it forward. So you guys, you know where to check me out, agelessangelsmusic.com, and then we're on all the platforms out there. We're on YouTube. You know, click those likes and subscribe, Ageless Angels Music. And you'll be hearing from me ASAP as soon as I got this track ready to release, and we'll work and keep grinding, keep shining. But yeah, that's about it. Salute to you guys and much love. And as you always say, Queen, be safe.
Exactly, sis. And yes, we definitely appreciate you for calling in and just loving and supporting us all of these years.
Most definitely. Well, you guys are good people, and I thank you for bringing shine to some of my friends. And I'm thinking about more people that I know, and I'll just be hitting you all up. There's so much going on, but I definitely will take the time and connect the dots and be the bridge so that we can get all these great people that are doing so many great things in the limelight, in the spotlight, and get them heard. So that's about it, you guys. Salute to my family. I love y'all.
Yeah, love you,
Keisha.
Peace.
All right, Royal Crest, Keisha. I'm going to take off for a little bit. I'll call y'all back, okay? I'll call in a couple minutes. All right, y'all be safe out there. Shout out to Detroit. I made it. Give me a couple of seconds. I'll call y'all back.
All righty. Well, let's get to our next caller.
296.
Hello.
Hey. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Good. Doing good, girl. You know, I've been busy connecting, you know, just promoting, networking, of course. I did a photo shoot for the First Class Vodka. That was nice with Derek Johnson. So shout out to Super Unit, Savage Life Entertainment. I'm also a booking agent for them as well. So that was good connection as well over the weekend. So I'm part of Booking Agents You Can Trust. So artists out there, you guys are serious about, you know, moving forward with your career, and you guys are just he even does like seminars for business conference meetings as well. So if you just need some pointers or any more information on how to do better in the business, and you just want to know more about your business, call in on the conference. They have conference meetings every Monday. I've been doing it for the past 4 to 5 years now, and I've finally been like, okay, it's time to be official now. So I'm an official booking agent for them. So that's a good thing. Looking for talent. Also, we have a showcase tonight. At the hours at our little private location where we showcase different indie artists. They'll come down, you know, and do their things on the stage, and I'll be looking. Oh, I am so sorry. Sorry about that. They'll perform, and I'll be looking out for, you know, new talents. And I just been busy trying to find venues because, you know, Garrett wants to build a chapter out in Las Vegas. So me and the girls from Difference There, we've been working hard trying to see who to connect with, find the right people to connect with, you know, so we can build this together. So, you know, If anyone's interested in learning it, I do have service packages. I can email those to you guys. Follow me on Instagram at blackoutradio_PMB or on Facebook, Andrea Lewis, and we can get started from there. But other than that, how's everything?
I am doing good. That is great, sis. I'm definitely happy for you. That's kind of how I got my whole start with some of this stuff, with being a booking agent. So, yeah, so I definitely understand that process. But, yeah,
yes.
that's definitely a good look.
But it's fun, you know, right? We get, like,
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of pressure.
It's not easy, you know, but if you're dedicated and you find consistency in something that you like, you're going to do it anyways, you know, and I have fun. I think I stumble off finding something to wear, my hair, you know, or even, you know, just conversating with the person and, you know, I come across just who to be loyal to, you know, so you'll come across these stumbles, but you know what, it's fun at the end and you learn from it. It's a very good learning experience. So even if you guys are listening, you guys want to become booking agents, feel free to hit me up. He does conference meetings on that as well, and they have cool benefits, so. You know, it's fun being a booking agent. I like doing it.
Yeah, it definitely is fun. And, you know, just to, you know, it gives you a different, like, view of the business. You know, just seeing the ins and out and, you know,
mm-hmm.
just, like, the really the hard work that goes on, you know, behind the scenes and just the things that people are doing. So, definitely is.
Yeah. I was like, when I found out he was coming, I'm like, what do I need? Do I need this? What is he like? Do I got to order Popeye? You know? I was like, what is, you know, commentary? Because, you know, those are just, you know, something that you feel like doing, you know, especially when, you know, someone that's coming down from, you know, a different state and they're coming to respect you. You know, but he was like, no, just come show some support and we're going to talk business, you know, and he said it. He was like, I'm not a camera person, but he allowed us to run our cameras and he allowed us to take our pictures. So that was the bonus with him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely great, sis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask.
I want to get you on the topic today. Who are the R&B artists that you are listening to right now?
That I'm listening to right now. I'll listen to right now. I mean, you know, people got their own opinions, but I still listen to R. Kelly, Tyrese.
I do too.
You know, new right now, Jacquees. I mean, you know, he touched a lot of bases,
I like him.
And that's about it. That's out there.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, and you know what? With him, you know, I really wasn't mad that he felt like he was like the king of R&B.
No,
you know, because if you don't have confidence in yourself, you know, how can you expect anybody else to come on? Like, I am fine. It's a thin line between confidence and cocky. I know, you know,
for real.
But I don't have no problem with him like feeling that way.
I wasn't upset, and that
track that he did with like Tank and Lord Duval, like that's
mm-hmm.
my joint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing.
And that's
like,
what I'm saying. He's not saying I'm taking someone else's spot. He's just saying I am the king of R&B because that's how he feels. And you know what? I like listening to him. I will listen to everything that he does, you know, and he has my support 100%. You know, we know who we grew up listening to who the king of R&B was. Yes, but we can't stop the new generation from feeling the same way. These legends inspire them to be who they are today. So if he felt like he was the king of R&B, the king of pop, the king of this, we just have to support him in that way because they go through a lot of depression too, especially him feeling that way. I know he knew he was going to get some people like, well, what are you talking about? Who do you think you are? You know?
Versus
saying, hey, I like your music. Yes, he is the king of R&B, today's generation. He's not taking a spotlight from anyone else. He needs his own spotlight. This is what he does. He's an artist. He's an R&B artist. And he has his fans that looks up to him. So, you know, some people, girl, I know what they go through. They go
exactly.
But if we keep supporting them, you know, and keep them uplifted, we won't have so many people or so many artists going through depression, feeling like they have nothing to live for, you know. So, you know, that just that one comment made him feel some type of way about himself. You know, that stops them from even pushing harder because they felt like he wasn't. And, you know, where did he get this idea that he's the king of art? Well, who else? You know, who else can we put in that position right now in today's music of R&B? You know, if you can find someone else versus him, which is a lot of people versing him, but a lot of people's action stops them for being that label. So a lot of artists got to watch what they do because a lot of, you know, paparazzi loves talking about them. So if they felt like they was the king of R&B, maybe it was just something that you did is why you're not. This boy has just been in music, and you're not going to find his personal life all on TMZ. He's slapping up people, and then he want to go sing a love song. He's not doing that. So it's a character you have to carry on to be a king of R&B, and then that means a 23-year-old could come and take that versus Chris Brown, Usher, you know, the list goes on. Jeremiah, Neo, a lot of other people who may have felt that they was the king of R&B just didn't have that persona.
Yeah, they just weren't saying it and putting it out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love all of them as well.
Oh yeah, of course. I will bump them all the time. But it's just you have to watch your character when you're off that box, off that microphone because they're watching.
Yeah, I just wasn't was not mad at that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
definitely,
it is sad.
Yeah, but definitely thank you for calling in, sis.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and
congratulations
on everything.
All my Blackout Radio sisters. Oh yeah, you're welcome. We will be having ladies' night on Blackout Radio October 1st. So ladies that rock, you know, business. Brand, whatever that you're doing. You're an author, motivational speaker. Inbox me, let me know so we can put you on there because I want to be able to probably like go live on Instagram or something. I see Facebook won't let us do more than one person, so or unless we do like that video chat. So I want us to all be on the same camera talking, get your questions together. And come cute.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna send you a message after the show because I got some new products and stuff that I've been working on. So I definitely would love to take part in this as well.
Yes. And Sister Jules, I know she's gonna be definitely on there. So. So we need you on there. We need all the blackout ladies on the show.
Yep, okay.
So,
well, I'm definitely here, and I'm doing it. I'm ready to support.
Amen. Let's do it. I'll send you my flyer, okay? You guys have a nice day.
Okay. All righty, you too.
I'm sorry. Look, tune in tomorrow.
Yes.
I will be on Blackout Radio. Show will be on their Friday show. We will be on tomorrow. I will be running the songs for my special guest that I will be having coming up soon. I have back-to-back special guests, so stay tuned for that. You guys have a nice day.
All right, sis, and I'll definitely be tuning in tomorrow. All righty, let's get to the next caller.
512-779.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Boss IE512 out of Boston, Texas. Hello?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Anthony, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, how are you? What you got going on out there?
Well, we got Anthony Michael Hall on the phone right now. We have some events out here in Central Texas. We're doing summer days, summer nights is what we're doing. But trying to show artists how to practice social self-distancing and still be able to perform. So what we're doing is celebrity meet and greets out here in Central Texas and bringing Anthony Michael Hall, famous actor. A lot of people know him from Weird Science, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, The Blacklist, Edward Scissorhands, the list goes on and on. So
we're doing a showcase out here at the Longhorn Jackery Party. So Boss put together a great crowd, got great DJs, we got bands coming in, and we'll be doing it tonight. We're doing it on Sunday the 9th, and also again next Thursday at the Longhorn Jackery in San Marcos, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what we're doing is... Go ahead, Ed. Go ahead. So basically what we're doing is giving artists the opportunity to meet up with celebrities out here. And we're calling for artists from everywhere, calling them from all around the United States to come out here to Central Texas to be able to get their music out at a time like this that we're going through. We're keeping everything very safe and sanitized. Hand sanitizer at the door. Masks must be worn. The event is called Summer Days, Summer Nights, Masks On Edition. And what we're doing is we're building up these showcases, and we're going to start a tour with it throughout the United States until we get to the point where it becomes the Masks Off Edition.
Okay.
So any artists that are out there that are wanting to perform out here in Central Texas, you can email me your tracks at boss.intense, I-N-T-E-N-S-E, at gmail.com. We will be doing celebrity meet and greets. We have other celebrities that are going to be coming out as well.
Live bands, DJs. Yep.
We got some of the best DJs out here also from the 94.5, The Beat. We also have DJ 2DQ, the Breakmaster out of Boston, Texas. And then we also have other DJs, producers, engineers that are coming out. We also have an American Idol All-Star that's coming out here. He was one of the finalists. Goes by the name of Matrix that will be both performing tonight. We have a wonderful showcase this Sunday as well with the great known band and artists that are out here known as the Dirty Worms. Will be our special guests on Sunday the 9th.
Yeah, okay.
So with that being said, any artists that are out there that are wanting to get themselves out into some showcases right about now, get in contact with me, boss.intense@gmail.com. I'm Boss IE512, Intense Entertainment out of Boston, Texas. Anthony,
okay,
there?
Well, definitely. Yeah, I'm still here. Yep, definitely. Well, thanks for calling in, guys. I definitely, want to commend you. I know how hard work it can be, you know, putting tours and things together. So I definitely
come on out, push to be our guest, and all the good people in Texas, come on and have a good time. We got live bands, DJs, and lots of fun. So we appreciate the time on the air.
All right, well, y'all be safe out there, and, you know, have a good time. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank
God bless.
You.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling in as well.
All right.
All righty. Well, we're going to get into this next track. This is So Soft by Malone. Joint that was So Soft by Malone, and definitely enjoying the conversation. So shout out to all the callers and the listeners. You know, without y'all, it would be no us. So we greatly appreciate y'all taking the time out and, you know, just being here, letting us entertain y'all for, you know, an hour a day. But let's get to the next caller.
OMF, you live?
Yo, what's up? This is OMF from San Francisco. How y'all doing?
I am doing good, OMF. How are you doing?
I'm just blessed, just enjoying this beautiful day out in San Francisco. Just working on my music, working on our music, my new CD mixtape that's coming out shortly. Taking back hip hop. Also working on my CD that's also coming out later this year called What Happened to Hip Hop. So just working on music. Still doing my show every Wednesday on Blackout Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. So that's still going. So putting the music together and just during this time before until this thing gets over with, you know what I'm saying? But it's bad in San Francisco, so we really lockdown down here, although it's not really lockdown, but yeah, in California it's real bad out here, and so it's just getting worse. So we got to be careful and wear our masks and stuff like that, but people's just out here not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's why this thing is keep going and spreading. But it wasn't that, man. Staying out the mix because of my health. I have to stay out the mix, so I can't be around people anyway, although it hasn't affected me anyway, but, this virus thing. But I've been at home anyway. I can't be around too many people anyway because of my health issues. So, you know what I'm saying? And we need to take this thing serious. So we get rid of this thing, and people's not really, this is being irresponsible and don't care about what the other person, you know what I'm saying? Just because you want to kill yourself don't mean that everybody else want to die, you know what I'm saying? People need to think about other people when they think about this. Yeah, but otherwise than that, just keeping it going. And I'm an old school R&B, so there's nobody, you know, like Prince Anuhis said, there's nobody that compared to the OGs, and ain't nobody really making no music out here because everything is auto-tunes and everything, and there's no real singers out here. I like Trey Songz, but he haven't made song in a while. You know what I'm saying? That's the closest I keep to the old, to the new school, but he's not really new school. You know what I'm saying? But like to up to date, you know, I like Jill Scott and I like Alicia Keys, but they more solo artists. I mean, solo artists, man. I consider because they had a different category back then. So soul singers, I consider Jill Scott and Alicia Keys soul singers to me. You know, that's the category I would put them. I wouldn't put them under R&B, but that's the closest thing to people that could sing nowadays, that really could sing. And New Edition, you know, the old New Edition, you know what I'm saying? Without them, a lot of people don't know New Edition is hip-hop because they're the ones that really was the beginning of the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? When they first come out, it was the first R&B group to go on tour with the hip-hop with Run-DMC and them. So they have a lot of influences, like everybody come after New Edition to me, Usher and all of them. Without New Edition, they wouldn't have been Usher, Chris Brown, all of them. So they need to bow down. You know, so they're the GOAT, R&B to me, not R. Kelly. New Edition is a GOAT of R&B. They the king of R&B to me, not R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? So R. Kelly's cool, but New Edition is the foundation of R&B. So when you want to talk about R&B, you got to put New Edition as the number one. They're the ones that started that whole thing. All that stuff that Chris Brown and Usher doing you know what I'm saying? They got that from New Edition. So let's get the shit straight. Without New Edition, there ain't be no R&B. So I'm going to let you go on that one. So that's how I feel about R&B. So I'm going to let you go. Go ahead.
I definitely do listen to all of those, and yeah, New Edition is still like one of my like favorites.
Yeah, they the ones that started all of that. You know what I'm saying? They want all that showmanship. They got all of that. Usher, all of them got that from New Edition. because they're the ones that began all of that stuff. So like I said,
yeah, they are still in my playlist.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let that go. But everybody got their choices. But that's what I wanted to say about that. But I'm gonna let that go and let somebody else.
Well, definitely. Thanks for calling it on, Math. And you're absolutely right. You know, we definitely have to, you know, do the right thing and just be safe out here so we can eventually get rid of this virus and, you know, be able to leave our homes again.
All right. You too. I'm all Math. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Like I said, check out my show every Wednesday. And like I said, thanks for letting me support y'all and everything. So I'm going to let y'all go. So thank y'all, and God bless y'all.
Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
All right, you too. Peace.
Peace. Yeah. All right, let's get to the next caller.
Okay. We got 833-854. You're live.
You know what? Let's get to this next track right quick, and then we'll try to get them on. This is Stuck by Cree.
All right.
You're feeling me, and truthfully I'm feeling you too, but we're in a situation with not much left to do. I just think I need to take a little time away from you. I'm caught up in my feelings, it's got me all confused. Somehow I'm feeling like you, you really are the one for me. The way I have to deal sometimes, tell me how could this be? I'm seeing right through your words, cause only actions speak to me. Just telling you the truth for now, it's all about transparency. You got me in the middle, just a tad, just a little. Got me in the middle. You got me stuck on you. Got me in the middle. Just tight, just a little. Got me in the middle. You got me stuck on you. I just need a little time to see what we could be. Cause you might be playing me, yeah, yeah. I wanna give you all my love, but you don't deserve it yet. Baby, I'ma need your best, your best, your best. You got me in the middle,
middle.
Just a tad, just a little. Got me in the middle. You got me stuck on you. Got me in the middle.
All righty, and we are back. I definitely love that joint. That was Stuck by Cree. You know, so I think we're actually going to have her in the coming up in the show either the end of this month or next month. So definitely stay tuned for that. But definitely shout out to everyone that called in. We greatly appreciated it. You know, my partner, Mr. Rento, that is in, well, my co-host is in, you know, Detroit tonight for a show. So definitely hit him up at Mr. Rento, that on IG, if, you know, you want to know how to get tickets or the details of where everything is. But if you want to know how to get your music heard on the show, you can hit me up, you know, try to schedule an interview. You can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or EMT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush EMT on IG as well. And, you know, again, we greatly appreciate all of the callers and the listeners. Just hope everyone have a great week. You know, let's be kind to one another. And most importantly, please, 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 take time to get us out of here. Let's play Successful by Janelle, a.k.a. Pretty Eyes.
I'm a